Down to the final week of the regular season. Time for another weekly preview presented by EMS Detergent Services and Main Street Suites. And Jason, we've done this. This will be our ninth time now. We've got 8 victories in our belt. Looking forward to hopefully number 72.1.
Yeah.
Divided by 3. I don't know. Somewhere in there. I don't know. 8-0, though, and district champions. Friday night. If anybody thought that was just going to be a cakewalk kind of ball game, Cascade, tough schedule this year. Good defense. Offense struggled in the passing game a little bit. The Bears were able to utilize that. Found ways to get some points on the board. But that was a knockdown dragout that wasn't really comfortable until almost the end of the third quarter, halfway through the fourth quarter.
Yeah, talking with you and talking with Matt on the podcast in the preseason, we went through the schedule three games. And when we got to the last three, I said, keep an eye on Cascade. I know they graduated a lot of kids from last year, but they always have athletes. We said it last week. They always have kids that are hard-nosed, that play across the board, that are successful. And again, you were right. Until later, it's 5-0 at halftime, and the Bears defense was doing what it was doing, but didn't really have any breathing room, really, until the last play of the third quarter. Gavin Hirschman has a 22-yard rush to get into Cascade territory for the first time in the entire second half. And then West Branch takes it down, scores, and their defense did what the defense has been doing all year and held and win 26-7 for a district title.
At one point, I was looking at it, and the offense was leading the defense by 1 point. We had an offensive touchdown and a field goal. We had a defensive touchdown and a safety. So at that point, it was 10-9. So or 9-8 with Fed getting the extra points there. But it was one of those that, even in the third quarter, going into the wind, we didn't have the field position, but that defense just kept doing what they were supposed to do and found a way so that in that fourth quarter we could really open things up. And, that's kind of been the mantra of this team. It's not your high-scoring air raid, we're going to throw it 100 times and score 90 points a game. This is ball control. This is old-school West Branch football, which is great because, you've got a great defense. You've got an offense that can do some good things, but they know they don't have to take some of these chances. They can punt it from the 35 or 40-yard line, pin them deep twice inside the 5, and know that that defense is going to come back and get you the football in pretty good play shape.
Is there really anything left to say other than what he just did there? I was just going to say, you pulled one of me for the podcast. What you do is you take this hat, write defense above the West Branch football, and you just hang it. Hanging their hat on the defense all year long has been doing a pretty darn good job. The offense, as Coach Hirschman mentioned, had a lot of guys replaced, but doesn't make any difference now. But they're making good decisions. You look in, they scored 26 points. The offense scored, 16, 17 points, had 215 yards. But look at the efficiency in there. Quarterback efficiency, it's 11 out of 16. That's good efficiency. It's almost 75% of the passes complete. Running backs, averaging half of a first down, 4.8 yards per carry. If you do the math, every 3 carries, moving the chains. Is that right, Matt?
Lineman math.
The lineman math.
Seventh grade, Jeff Arp, first thing he tells me, what's lineman math? 4 + 4 + 4 equals?
12.
First down.
So, and then my last point was going to be, get right back to it. Lineman himself, if you've never known that, he used to play offensive line. But get back to those guys up front on both sides of the football are really setting things up for both sides. The offensive line always set things up for the offense. Defensive line is really making things hard. When you get pressure on a quarterback and have to make him think a little bit more on making reads, Steven, sure, making the 7 guys behind him have a lot easier job.
Right. Definitely. So, like you said, it all leads up to a district championship, and that was one of the season goals. They marked that off. Now, perfect regular season. Opportunity to do that with Dyersville Beckman this week.
Right, and a game last year where the Bears had to win. I mean, they had to win it to make the playoffs in 2018, going against a team that last year on paper, you put things on paper, you always say this team's better. They're going to win. Well, you look at it last week, West Branch probably should have won by a lot more. Some computer programmer on the internet said West Branch should have won by 29 points, but that's why you play the games. Thanks, Herm Edwards.
I mean, we were up by 26 until we gave up a late touchdown.
Well, I understand, but that's not the point we won, and that's the key stat. But you look at Friday, Beckman coming in, they really have nothing left to play for, but pride. They have a winning record, win or lose. They are 5-3 going into this football game. They lose, they finish 5-4, but they don't want to. They want to finish 6-3, and they want to beat West Branch on the home field downtown about a mile that way, a place that they have never played before. We have never been to Cascade before last week. Dyersville Beckman has never been to West Branch, and they want to go out with a 1-0 record, whether they may never play West Branch again. And they've got a lot of seniors that are playing for a lot of pride, Stephen, and want to put a good product out to give West Branch everything they want. And I think that's exactly what they'll do.
Yeah, well, it's a team that, looking at it, they've been hit. I don't know if it's injuries or something, but you know, they've got two or three of their top players, offensively especially, that haven't played for about 3 or 4 weeks. Makes it tough on a team, especially in the 1A level, finding guys to step in. They found some guys that are stepping in. Like you said, still sitting at a 5-3 record. They've been doing some good things. Evan Wolfcool, the running back, he's kind of a smaller, shifty kind of guy, real tough. He's been out. Throw in Riley Fangman. He's not the biggest guy. He's not as big as an Owen Grover last year, but, I mean, he's powerful. He's a north-south guy. He's just going to lower the head and go. And all he did was rush for almost 300 yards and five touchdowns against North Cedar last week.
That's old-school Luke Lenock of West Branch of yore at North Cedar. Had his sophomore year, 40 carries for 324. This kid, Fangman, last week, 32 carries for 278 yards. How many touchdowns?
Five.
Okay,
five rushes. Out of five for the team.
Yeah, that's a pretty good week. So you got to keep your eye on him. Number 28, 5'10", 185 pounds. That plays a lot bigger than that. They got a lot of seniors. The only kid that's not a senior of all the skill positions players, you know, all due respect to the linemen, quarterback, running back, receivers, etc. Quarterback, Nick Offerman, leads the district with over 1,700 yards of total offense, 1,280 yards passing, just over 400 yards rushing. Quick math, he's a little over 1,700 yards. No other player in the district has more yards of total offense than Nick Offerman. So the Bears have their hands full, be it with, what's the gentleman's last name, the running back that didn't play last week?
Wolfcool.
I'm going to let him say it in case it's wrong. Wolfcool, Fangman, Tom Jagger on the outside, a few other guys out there. They got four receivers with 15 catches or more. So he Offerman's got all these passing yards, but he's not going to one guy. He splits it up amongst all the receivers. So they got a lot of weapons, they got a lot of pride, and they got a lot of things to play for on Friday night. When I say that, maybe not the playoffs, but they got a chance. This is a playoff game for them. They want to knock off the number two RPI team in the state of Iowa in Class 1A. And the West Branch, again, like I said last week, better strap it on tight. If they don't, senior night's not going to be much fun. But I think they're ready to go and prepared.
It's going to be a great one to close out the regular season before we get ready for the postseason. Varsity-only contest, so we'll have a 7 o'clock kickoff pregame on the Bearcast coming your way at 6:30. A big thank you to EMS Detergent Services and Main Street Suites, sponsors of our weekly previews right here at WestBranchFootball.com.